Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. And it's finally here. The Olympic golf competition starts tomorrow, and we'll talk extensively about that. Also, a recap of what happened last week in the world of golf, some amazing things. And a preview of the John Deere, the U.S. Senior Open, a strategy for your game. So I have a very busy show and glad to have you on board. If you want to email me, I'll give my email address now at the start of the show. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. So anything having to do with this show or anything with golf, glad to hear from you. Okay, now on to last week's amazing feats, if you will, multiple things. First, I'll start off with Russell Knox joining the very illustrious group of players who have won two events this year on the PGA Tour wraparound schedule. Congratulations, winning the Travelers with a draining a 14-footer on the final hole to do so. To hold off 49-year-old Jerry Kelly. What a great effort by Jerry with a 64. Let's see, Justin Thomas had a 62, but somebody else shot a 58. I know you know who that is. Jim Furyk with a brilliant, unbelievably brilliant 58, missing just one fairway, hitting every green. He actually missed a 7-footer on 15. He missed a 15-footer on 14, but he did knock a shot in from the fairway for an eagle. Jim Furyk, not a perfect round. It goes to show you could even score better than he did, but he had some spectacular stuff. Three other holes that final round on Sunday for the 58, he stiffed shots within 3 feet of the cup. So an unbelievable round, and my comment is this: it takes not just a great game of golf, it takes a great brain of golf, brain and game. And I will tell you this, Jim Furyk's got the brain and the game. He's not long. You do not have to be long at the TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, for the Travelers. It's only a little over 6,800 yards. But it's tricky, and you can get in some big, big trouble. And he did not get in trouble. What was also really interesting is the fact that he shot a 73 on Saturday. How's that? A 14-stroke turnaround. It goes to show you when the talent is there, sometimes it's a little tweak here, a little tweak there, and you're on your way. So you never know. That's why you fight your way through sometimes when you're not playing well. For example, Davis Love is a great example of what I'm about to say. Many times Davis Love has said, geez, late on a Friday, I have no chance of making the cut, but what am I doing? Fighting hard to find something. Anything that I can hang my hat on to improve instead of throwing the towel in and just completing the round. You always compete. You always fight like the Dickens on the PGA Tour, regardless of where you are in the standings. It's a great lesson. Jim Furyk wakes up on Sunday with an 8:41 tee time, figures he's on his way to see his family at about noon. Had to hang around for all the interviews. Mr. 58, the greatest round in the history of the PGA Tour. Pardon me. And that includes an approximately 1.5 million rounds. They don't know for sure how many rounds of golf have been officially played on the PGA Tour, but let's figure 1.5 million. 158. Congratulations to a man who does it with his brain and his brawn. And the brain, again, is hanging in there. Great concentration and always thinking about the good things and throwing away the bad things. Russell Knox, great competitor. Once again, another win for him. both of those men have just made statements for a number of things. Furyk is definitely, if he wasn't before, I believe definitely a Hall of Famer, and I think he was anyway. They both made statements for their respective Ryder Cup teams. I don't think either player could be left off of the teams. Now, Furyk may have a little harder road to climb because he has only had about half a year or even less than that to play. But Russell Knox is going to get – he's going to be on the European team regardless of points. He'll be chosen, I'm sure. Okay, so it is the week of the U.S. Senior Open at Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio, where Jack Nicklaus grew up and Bruce Fleischer won the U.S. Amateur in 1968. Yep, they've had other tournaments there. I like Vijay, Langer, and Monty. I'm giving you my picks on that right now. Vijay Singh, Bernhard Langer, and Colin Montgomery. Look for a great event, 156 men, handful of amateur golfers in the neighborhood of 15. Great event. Fantastic. U.S. Senior Open at Scioto. Okay, the John Deere with Zach Johnson and Steve Stricker is the lead authors in this week. They're playing with Brian Harman, by the way, who won a couple years ago. All three of these men like the layout. So it's hard not to pick Stricker for sure. And I'm not really making full-blown picks. I guess I'll take Zach. It's impossible. How can you not like Zach when he considers it his home tournament, his fifth major? And whatever, I'll take Brian Harman. He played pretty well last week at the Travelers, and he has incredible vibes from winning his first PGA Tour event there. Okay, so now it's on to talk about the Olympics. The Olympic competition gets underway tomorrow at the Olympic Golf Course, an unnamed just Olympic golf course in Rio de Janeiro. And some of the groups that I am looking at closely, Danny Willett, the current Masters champion, with Matt Kuchar and Hei Tong Li from China. Right after them on the first tee is Anirban Lahiri and Martin Kaymer and Bubba Watson. Jocko Van Zyl with Mikko Ilona and David Hearn. Then the Frenchman Gregory Bordy with Fabrizio Zanotti and Chinzun Pang, the youngster who's playing on the web.com tour, and he's in the event. So, you know, that's a look at some of the players. Many of these players we have never seen before. Sergio's playing with Patrick Reed and Emilio Grillo. That one we know. Johnny Vegas, who's been so excited about playing for his home country of Venezuela, with Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler. And they will be followed immediately with Henrik Stenson, Thongchai Jaidi, and Rafael Cabrera Bello. So 60 men all have a tee time at the first ever Olympics in South America, and only the second time the Olympics have been a sport in the Olympic Games. Alderson da Silva, the Canadian player, the Brazilian player, will be the first to tee off at 7:30 a.m. local time with Graham Dillette and Bai Young Han. So nothing like the Olympics. It's like a mixture of European players, European Tour players, web.com Tour players, PGA Tour players, Asian Tour players. It's kind of almost like an HSBC World Golf Championship, but a lot of the guys are not even as good as regular PGA Tour players, so I don't know what to make of it, really, other than I think that the golf course will be set up where scoring will be very, very liberal. I think they'll have low scores. It's just my opinion. We'll see how it goes, but I do believe that it will be very well contested. Lots of birdies will be flying. That's my opinion. I will have my Olympic pick, plural, in just a moment. But first, a strategy for your game, and my strategy today has to do with your short game. And I'm going to specifically talk about the shots not necessarily hitting over a bunker or a hazard, excuse me, to get to the green. Any kind of greenside shot, the first thing is square your club face to the ball through your target. That way the ball will go straight to the target. Single most important thing, no matter what, if you hood the club or if you open up the face, you can't hit the ball straight. Next, pick the target, the spot that you want to land the ball. Remember, it's not the pin. You don't want to land the ball at the pin. You want to land the ball somewhere short of the pin, and you have to talk it out loud. Now, we, in One Thought Golf, you know, I've stressed it for years, talk to yourself out loud. Tell yourself what you're thinking out loud. That way it resonates within your brain better, and it becomes front and center. So you have to play with this. You've got to figure out where you want this ball, and you certainly want to have it land somewhere, okay, very comfortably if you can, so that it rolls the ball right to the hole. So, again, we don't know until you try, but give it your best shot and think it through. And the best way to do this is trial and error. Okay, that's my strategy, pardon me, for today. Okay, now for my Olympic picks, and a guy that's very excited about being there, very excited, is Martin Keimer, who represents Germany. So Keimer is extremely happy about being there. So I'm taking Keimer. I'm taking Low Key, a man who didn't even know he was going to be in the tournament, nor did he know that it was not a team event, it's an individual event, Matt Kuchar. And then Karadash Efebarnrat is my third pick. So I've got Keimer, Kuchar, and Efebarnrat. Those are my three picks to win the Olympic gold medal and stand on that stand and hear their national anthem played on Sunday afternoon when it's all said and done. Look forward to seeing the tournament and seeing how it plays out. As I said, I do believe that the scores will be low. I think that they're going to set it up where it's very playable, very playable. Georgia grass is the entire golf course, and it's going to be perfect, pristine condition. As long as the weather holds out, could be a little breezy, but I do look for flag hunting and a lot of low scores. At the first Olympics since the 1904 St. Louis Games. So we'll watch that closely. That is my show for this week. Until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying email me with anything. Once again, before I say goodbye, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Glad to have your thoughts and your opinions and your picks for the Olympics. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying great golf, everybody. One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.